are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates. And joining me first up this morning here in the studio from the Pierce Street Masters, we have Dale Hunsley and Marlon Roseland. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. And we're getting close to a very fun event, and it sounds like it's usually really well attended, the 33rd Annual Street Masters Dam Run.
Yep.
And this started out, you were saying beforehand, it just started out as a kind of like a picnic get-together.
Right. They used to meet out at the dam. That's kind of how it got its name. And a bunch of people would get together, and they'd have a little picnic out there in the parking lot area at the dam or by the marina.
And here we are.
Grown, you know, since.
33 years later, and boy, it sounds like you have a good number of vehicles.
Yeah, there'll be 100 plus, I mean, including club members, they're quite right. A gathering of cars. But
now, that's going to be happening this Friday and Saturday. Right. And tell us a little bit about the run itself, how it all works.
Well, we start out over at the Expo Center in Fort Pier, where we have registration starting Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock. That goes from 4 to 8, and then we'll have food there for the participants, and just kind of a meet and greet on Friday night over there at the Expo Center. And then Saturday morning, they can register again if they don't come until Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Okay.
And then at 9 o'clock, we do our gravity drags up on Church Street right in front of the YMCA there. We just coast down the hill. We have a set of starting lights similar to a drag race setup. Line up two cars at a time and let them coast down the hill. And it's a double elimination deal, and we just keep running them through till we get to a final winner. So we have the King of the Hill, which is the fastest car coasting down the hill, and then we have a Turtle Award, which is the slowest car coasting.
Oh, I love it. That is great. So that sounds like a lot of fun. And then after that, what's the next
thing?
Well,
then we gather in front of the Capitol building for a show and shine around the loop there in front of the Capitol building. We line all the cars up there from 1 till 3, I believe it is, isn't it?
Yes.
And
so that gives the public a chance to come on out.
Right. Public is invited to come up and look at the cars. And then at 3, we start leaving there and do a poker run.
Oh, and very nice.
And we, first, when they leave the Capitol building, Marlon is going to be set up behind the Capitol there taking pictures. We take a picture of every registered participant's car, and then we hand them pictures out at our registration deal, or send them to them if they don't attend, our awards on Saturday night over
at
the Expo. We meet back at, after the poker run, we meet back at the Expo Center again and have our Saturday night meal, feed everybody pulled pork and beans and chips and whatever. Have a pretty decent meal over there.
Yeah, that sounds great. Now, is this something, if somebody, you know, they're not necessarily a street master, but they've got a classic vehicle of any kind that they can get in on?
Right. Anybody's able to join. They have to pay a entry fee for the, but yeah, and if the participants bring guests with them, they can buy extra meal tickets for $5 a head.
Okay. In the registration, again, you said you've got Friday night and even Saturday morning if they want to show up the morning of. And if they want to find out more about the Street Masters, what you've got going on, I'm sure they can find you online, right?
Yeah, it's
www.pierstreetmasters.com.
Right.
You do have to put Pier Street Masters in there, although our club is just known as Street Masters.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, get in on this. This is registration Friday, a little get-together, and then Saturday, all kinds of fun going on with the crew, it sounds like.
Yep. It's seems to get bigger every year, and we have annually T-shirts for sale over there, and we do some raffles and door prizes and whatnot at our awards get together at 8 o'clock over there at the Expo Center on Friday night. And then if the weather looks like it could turn bad, the participants can leave their cars in the Expo Center overnight, and we've arranged with River Cities to transport people to their motel rooms or whatever.
Fantastic. Yeah, that is a great thing to have. So, yeah, get signed up either, Friday or Saturday and have some fun. It sounds like it's going to be a good one. The weather looks to be pretty decent for it. So,
it's going to be hot, but we can stand that.
Exactly. Better than the opposite, right?
Well, then one other thing after we do our launch over there, then we do a cruise out to the dam, or start out at Farm Island. We leave the Expo Center and we go across town and go through the campground out at Farm Island, and we go clear out to the dam and go through campground 1, 2, and 3, and then we all gather down there in the parking lot where the old marina used to be, and Game Fish and Parks puts on Beck Motors puts on a ice cream social, root beer floats or whatever.
Oh, there you go.
And then they invite all the people camping out there to come over and vote on their favorite car. And so we have a trophy that we hand out there for
Camper's Choice.
Oh, very nice. So there's all kinds of good stuff going on with it. So, yeah, encourage folks, get the vehicles out, fire them up, and come on out and be part of the 33rd Annual Dam Run. It's going to be a good time.
One of the things up at the Show and Shine, after everything's all said and done, the mayors of Pier and Fort Pier are always invited to vote on their favorite car. And then we have a variety of different categories that the spectators or the visitors can vote on. And we award those trophies on Saturday night after the dam run when we get back to the expo. So mayors always enjoy coming over and taking a look and picking their favorite cars. And it's just a nice event, always fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a great way to introduce the younger generation to some of these great cars, the Show and Shine, and in the driving around. There's nothing like seeing some great classic cars on the street. All right, well,
one of the categories that the public is invited to vote on is People's Choice up there, and whoever wins the People's Choice Awards up there, they're car will be on.
Oh, there you go.
The T-shirt on the logo for the following year. Yeah.
Very
and
nice.
A lot of people don't understand that, but we've been doing that for several years now.
That's a nice little extra perk for the People's Choice winner. Right. So, yeah, everybody out that goes out and checks out the cars, make sure they get their vote in.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you, Dale and Marley, for stopping in. Have a great time this weekend. It sounds like it's going to be a really good one.
Hope.
Absolutely. So go on out and get registered Friday or Saturday and be part of the dam run. So we thank you for stopping in, guys. There's Dale and Marlon from the Pier Street Masters joining us this morning. We'll chat with a couple of the cast members from the Little Players Theater right after these.
This is Meredith at Lee Real Estate. Now is the time for you to list your home with Lee Real Estate. We have buyers looking for homes in all price ranges, with many homes selling very quickly. If you've been thinking about selling your home, give us a call and we'll do a free market analysis and give you the best information to get the best price for your home. And buyers, we have the homes you're looking for, or we will find it for you. Check us out on Facebook at Lee Real Estate Pier, or find us at leerealestatepier.com.
Did you know that addressing a hearing loss early can lead to a better outcome? Untreated hearing loss increases the risk for cognitive decline and even dementia. Hearing health is brain health. Don't put off better hearing. See the professionals at Audiology Associates, your local audiology team. We have clinics in Pier, Miller, Winner, and Chamberlain. Call us at 605-224-8848. Hearing health is brain health. Let Audiology Associates help you or a loved one re-engage in the conversation and enjoy better hearing again.
Continuing the Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood as the Little Players Theater getting ready to present a fun production this weekend. I've got Haley and Henry, a part of the cast. Good morning. Thank you for coming in this morning. So how have things been going with the rehearsals?
They've been going good. We still need to work on a couple of things, but we've been doing... I think we've been doing well, and I think we're probably ready for the weekend.
So this is called Miss Nelson is Missing. Is it a lot of fun to do this production?
It is, definitely.
Now, what is your character in this, Haley?
I am Miss Nelson / Miss Swamp. Miss Nelson is the one who goes missing, as the name implies, and Miss Swamp is the mean, detention-loving substitute teacher who comes to take her place.
Very nice. How about you, Henry? What's your role in this one?
I am the principal who was in on it the whole time.
Ah, now how did you decide on this production? Was this already picked out and you just decided to be part of the group here?
Yeah, they sent out like stuff, like, I don't know. But I'm pretty sure they sent out an email, and then we came for auditions, and then we got parts. It's not very complicated.
No. Is this your first time doing something like this, you guys?
No, I was in it last year for Charlotte's Web.
Okay. How about you, Henry?
No, I think I've done like 3 other plays before.
So you guys are like seasoned pros by now, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So this is going to be happening at the Grand Opera House this weekend, right? Tell us about the times that you're going to have this production.
Okay, next Friday, we're going to do it at 7 p.m. Saturday, also at 7 p.m., but Sunday, it's going to be at 2 p.m.
So you can come on out to the Grand Opera House and get your tickets. It's going to be a lot of fun. And have you, did you guys read the book before you decided to, you know, be part of this production?
I didn't read the book until... a couple of days ago. My mom put it on audiobook, and it was...
And have you read this book, Henry?
I think in like third grade, my teacher read it to me. It was a good book. I liked it.
Yeah, I remember this. I mean, this one's been around a while. I remember hearing this book and reading it back in the day, so it's a lot of fun. And I hear, Haley, you've got a favorite line in this. What is that?
Probably the 1 + 1 - 1. +1 + 2 - 3 + 4 + 5 × 7 × 8 / 9 / √ (the) (÷ 2 × 3 ) / 3 ( 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2 × 3 ) / 2
yesterday.
So it's still fresh in your mind. Sounds like you're doing great. How about you, Henry? Do you have a favorite part of the play so far?
Well, not really.
Just the whole thing, right?
Yeah, the whole play is great.
So we want to encourage everybody to come out and see you guys. You've been working hard. You still have some rehearsals before things take off this weekend?
Yeah, the tickets are $5. I wanted to tell you that.
So it's, you know, people can come out, $5, and enjoy the play, and you guys are going to put on a great show, aren't you?
I hope so, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Haley and Henry, for joining us this morning, and have fun with Miss Nelson Is Missing.
Thank you.
So go on out, support the kids. It's a great, great show, and they've been working hard. There's Haley and Henry joining us on this Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates.